I guess I'll start with the slideshow, although there's not very many slides. So I was tasked with implementing a scripting language in C#, and oddly enough, I chose Tickle as the basis for that scripting language. I named it EAGLE, which is actually an acronym. It stands for Extensible Adaptable Generalized Logic Engine, which is kind of a wonky algorithm, but it was the best I could come up with that still had a cool-sounding algorithm or acronym. So what is EAGLE? Open source implementation of TCL. It's written for the Microsoft CLR, so it currently doesn't work on Mono, but that may be changing at some point. It was originally designed to support application embedding scenarios for managed applications, so scripting of .NET applications. And it's based on Tickle 8.4, with selective things stolen from 8.5 and 8.6. And it supports approximately 90% of the core command set from 8.4, which doesn't count the other commands from subsequent versions. So some notable features. It integrates, it's designed to integrate with CLR classes in a multitude of ways. It actually does integrate with TCLTK and with native libraries. It supports interactive debugging, which includes breakpoints and variable watches, which are similar to traces semantically. Breakpoints are a little problematic because they're limited to where you explicitly put them right now. Because I'm not tracking where a certain command is from in the source file, because it doesn't have the TIP 280 functionality. So it supports script cancellation, which is TIP 285, and so it's a parallel functionality to that in EAGLE. And it supports read-only variables, commands, procedures, et cetera, so that's primarily from the C# side, where you can set that stuff up in advance and have it be immutable from the script level. Another interesting feature, which doesn't really have a parallel in Tickle at this point, is interpreter-wide variable tracing, which can be used to implement a variety of things. The disadvantage to that, of course, is performance, because all operations potentially could be traced, including gets. And it also supports closures with a new scope command, which I created as kind of an experimental feature. And finally, it's natively UCS2, which is Unicode. Okay, what's not implemented? There's no TK commands, no argument expansion, no namespaces. There's a namespace command, but it's mostly just stubbed in. So if you try to access any namespace that's not the global namespace, it results in an error. There's no binary or any of the asynchronous file commands, no format, no glob, because I decided on a simpler version of that because the glob was fairly complex, and it's tied to the VFS pretty closely. A no history command, memory scan, or trace commands. I could probably fairly easily add the trace command if there was a demand for it. And I plan on adding binary scan and format, and probably I'm going to be adding the asynchronous I/O fairly soon. There's no registry of DDE commands, which typically are available on Windows with Tickle. I'm not going to be implementing DDE ever that I can foresee, but I may implement the registry command. No server sockets and no asynchronous I/O yet. Server sockets are also slated to be implemented soon. No slave interpreters, no hidden commands, no aliases, and no safe tickle. None of the supplementary packages like HTTP message cat or TCL test, although I'm stealing some selected things from TCL test so I can just enough a minimal set to run the TCL test suite. And finally, for the open command, there's no command pipelines and no serial ports. Oh, okay. Do they need me to repeat anything? Meanwhile, I'll continue. So there's no command pipelines and no serial ports, and then there's no input-output redirection. There are alternative ways to accomplish similar things that I implemented, which were conceptually simpler. Okay, so let's go ahead and do the demonstration now. I'm going to go ahead and increase the font size. Okay. Okay. I'll leave that open. I need to build that, don't I? So I'm actually compiling this in Visual Studio 2008, although you can actually compile it using Visual Studio 2005 or just using the .NET Framework compiler. So this is the Eagle shell, which is you know, if you're using it for embedding, you won't normally use this, but it's provided for using it as a standalone thing also. So let's just do something simple. Oh, am I? Yeah. So I executed a command, and the result, as you can see, is color-coded. You can actually disable that, but somebody expressed concern that that was kind of unattractive. I said, well, I don't like my color choices, but... So red means error in this case. And then there's also several commands which start with the comment character, which are just basically interactive-only commands that are designed primarily for debugging. So now you can see, everybody should be able to see that, hopefully. This just displays a variety of information about the state of the interpreter and the state of the scripting engine. So the useful stuff is probably in the engine box and in control, which indicates, you know, if the interpreter is pending cancellation for the script or if it's pending exit. And then entities over here, the amount of registered commands in this case is 103. There's 103 commands. So I can do this. So let's talk about some of the stuff that in Eagle that really doesn't have a parallel in Tickle due to the fact that Tickle's not managed. So let's go ahead and exercise the object command. So I don't know how many people here are familiar with the .NET framework, but they provide about 5,000 or 6,000 different classes you can use to do a variety of stuff. So I just created a systemin32 object, which is basically just an integer. And I got back an opaque handle to it, which I can use to actually do stuff with it. So let's do this. So in this case, this is how you call a method on that object. You use object invoke, and then either an opaque object handle, or if it's a static method, you can actually just use the type name. And alternatively, you can do something like this. So now I can actually just do this. I can just do dash alias, and then the handle becomes a command. So that's more natural syntax for that sort of thing. Now let's look at some more complicated examples, because I don't want to just look at the trivial ones. I think Komodo takes a little while to start up. So This is a Core 2 Duo, Jeff. Good, my font size is still the same. That's good. So let's look at the WinForms example first, because this demonstrates the full object functionality. So as you can see, initially you import some assemblies, like WinForms, for example, and then I declare a procedure here, which I'm going to be using as an event handler, and then another procedure to center the button on the form, which I'm going to create. And I create a form, and I can just say form here, because when I did the object load, I used dash import, so I imported that namespace. And so I can just say object create form. And then I can set up the title and add the event handler. I'm going to go ahead and launch this. I'm actually just going to source it into my shell here. How do I copy the file name for this file? Is there a way to copy the file name? Okay. I'll just cheat and use all. I'll just cheat here then. I'm going to go ahead and run this. So what this does is it basically creates a form and puts a button on it and then waits forever so that it can actually process events, because it uses an eventing model that's similar to Tickles, although there are some differences. And you'll see that in a bit when I use Tickle from Eagle. So the button just prompts for some input and then displays it as a trivial test. The interesting thing to note about this is, other than the fact that I'm dynamically creating this Windows form, is that I'm dynamically adding this event handler. Well, let me go back to the actual larger size. Okay, so this is the name of a proc here. So when I do this, when I call this add click method, this is an actual framework method, and Eagle is able to interpret this string as a script and transparently marshal it to what's required to make .NET call it. So that could be any script. In this case, it's a proc, and then it actually will go ahead and send me these two arguments, which is sender and then event args, which just contains supplementary information about the event. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel out of that. Let's see, okay. How do I get my project back? Okay, that's difficult. Oh, there we go. View tabs. Okay. So let's talk about the TCL integration. So I can actually... Okay, so as you can see, if you're ever doing something in Eagle and you want to cancel out of it, you just hit Control-C. Control-C does not terminate the process. It just cancels the running script. You can use Control-Break to actually bail out of the process still. So now let's go ahead and do this. So there's a TCL ensemble command that has quite a few subcommands, one of which is find. In this case, it finds installed instances of Tickle using a variety of semantics. If I want to load one of those, I'm able to do TCL load. Now I can do something like... Actually, I can't. It's covering up my command line. Get rid of my taskbar. can't get rid of the taskbar. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and load up TK here. And then... What do you mean?
In terms of, well, your package requiring TK and such, so...
Right. So Eagle is a complete implementation of Tickle, but also I, as an extra feature that wasn't originally spec'd, in other words, it was an optional thing that I decided to add, I wanted TCL integration, just in case I wanted to use real Tickle for some reason.
So when you do the Tickle load, it's such a separate process?
No, it's in the same process. No, it's loading the DLL.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, creates the master interpreter, and then when I do this while one tickle update here, it actually goes ahead and processes events, so I can actually get my UI. My favorite demo is using Jeff's Tetris game, and I can cancel out of it, and it's not processing events now, so nothing happens. So I click on this, there's no events being processed. However, if I process events again, it comes back. Now, of course, the fun thing is I can actually use WinForms and Tickle at the same time in the same process. So I'm mixing WinForms with TK in the same process. And I could actually set up a button on the TK form to initiate some .NET code. Let's actually do that. That'll be fun. So I'm going to go ahead and do this. Say button foo command. So in this case, I'm going to go ahead and use the eagle command, which is created as a command automatically when you create an interpreter using eagle, which basically equates to eagle's eval. So I'm going to go ahead and do text. Click me. Actually, I'm going to need to actually create a new interpreter, too, because the master interpreter doesn't have... Oh, good point. Okay. So let's go ahead and start the event loop now. Oh, I forgot to pack it. Whoopsie! That was pretty amusing. Actually, I need to know the interpreter now. So that brings up a good point. So I can do info TCL interps. I can say, oh, look at these interpreters I have here. So I'm actually it's actually this one I want. So I want to say pack.foo. There we go. As you can see, it's executing .NET code when I click that button. So it could be any code. It could be any Eagle command can be hooked up to this using TCL command. So there's command create, delete, or and exists. And so source command is the name of the command in Eagle, and then interp is the TCL interp handle that I get back from TCL create, and then target command is the name of the interp in the TCL interpreter. So it bridges commands between Eagle and Tickle, transparently. You mean running in a different process? Yeah, you can, yeah. You can send back and stuff back and forth, yeah. I mean, I just evaluated Eagle script from inside Tickle using that TK button. Okay, so now let's talk about another interesting feature, which somebody actually mentioned bears a remarkable resemblance to Fiddle. Which is the ability to basically call any native library functions that you might desire to call from Eagle. and then also from tickle, since you can call eagle from tickle. So the first step is you declare basically the function signature, which there's a variety of everything's optional. There's a variety of options like function name, return type, parameter types, and by default return type is void and parameter types is void. I'm specifying ANSI here. By default it's automatic, and then dash module, and then I load this library here. And then once you do that, all you have to do is call it. And in this case, I have to do extra steps because I'm allocating a buffer. But let's see, I'll copy this path name. So the recall succeeded. This just demonstrates how you would, if you were interfacing with some legacy system that only exposed a native call interface, but yet you're in managed code. I mean, there's obviously, I'm just wrapping the built-in functionality to do that through C#, but let's say that you don't want to use C# for that. You want to make it simpler, because it's actually pretty simple. I mean, this is actually a fairly non-trivial one because of the buffer, because you have to allocate the buffer and then free it. But most native calls are simpler than this. Okay. What else I was going to cover? Does anybody have any questions so far?
How would you compare the design of Eagle as a program to that of Tickle, sort of given the differences between C# and C?
Oh, that's interesting you asked that question. So Eagle takes a different approach to some things. So, I mean, semantically it's compatible at the script level, but things are radically different in the engine. It's radically simplified. There's no bytecode compiler. There's no interpreter result at all. So what happens is when you go to evaluate something or you go to call a function which would set the result, it actually, you need to pass it in. There's an it's called interpreter, yeah. So that the interpreter maintains all the state, and interpreters in Eagle have no thread affinity and can be used from any thread. Obviously, there are restrictions. If you use a tickle interpreter inside Eagle, you need to use it from the thread that you created it on, which I currently don't enforce, which I need to enforce. In addition, Kevin.
So question from the chat.
Okay. Okay, let's look at that, because that actually I actually had a sample for that. Okay, I'll just use this one. This is the trivial example. There's actually samples that come with the distribution also. This one's actually just even more dumbed down. So, oh, you can't even see that. So it's you basically just set a reference to the DLL. I mean, that's the first step. And once you do that, you have access to all the whole object model for Eagle. And then there's a variety of objects provided, like the result object, which is basically what would have been the interpreter result. And creating an interpreter, you just do interpreter.create. It's a static method, returns an interpreter. And then this actually adds a command right here. In this case, I'm using the same class to implement the command. And the implementation is just trivial right here. It accepts an interpreter, client data arguments, and a byref result. So this is how I avoid using an interpreter result, is the commands just set the value and return standard TCL return code. And then evaluate script, which also accepts interpreter result. So that's pretty much all there is to it once you set the reference to the DLL, which is right here. So you just point to it in the project, and then you're all set, basically. And I mean, you have to things are in namespaces in Eagle, so these using directives are pretty standard. So you want to use the components and the containers like argument list, and then interfaces like iClient data. Any other questions? In this case, the requirement was that we implement the scripting language fully and managed. So, I mean, I tried to convince them, hey, we should just use Tickle off the shelf and wrap it, because I ended up wrapping it anyway as an extra feature. But in this case, we wanted to have the option of using 100% managed. Right, for my employer, yes. What? Well, there will be at some point, I assume, but I don't know.
Nothing
now. Yeah, it's just been released, so. Anybody else?
There's a question from chat asking me to compare this to IronPython.
IronPython is based on Microsoft's Dynamic Language Runtime, which pretty much assumes strong typing, and it assumes you're going to want to compile stuff into an assembly before using it. And it also sort of assumes that the language can be represented as an abstract syntax tree, which does not apply to TCL. So that would have been suitable if we would have chosen not to use Tickle as the basis, but since Tickle was conceptually simpler, and one of the requirements, as I listed in the paper, was that it be friendly to non-programmers and to casual programmers. Tickle was a better choice, and there was, you know, other design considerations too, like.
Oh, yes. Is there a location people can download from?
It's eagle.to, which actually points to the CodePlex site, but there's also direct downloads on that site too. So the source and binaries are up there. Binaries are signed. I'm going to be updating it with a new release tomorrow.
At the beginning, you listed a number of things that in Tickle that wasn't in Eagle.
Right.
Are those because of time constraints on your part?
Yes. So the original scope of the project was actually 2 months.
Okay.
So you laughed, but most of this was done in 2 months. I mean, I've been fine tuning stuff now for over a year while working on other stuff. So I've been kind of juggling a variety of things. I mean, because it's a lot of fun, right? So most everything was implemented. The stuff that actually couldn't be implemented in 2 months is the stuff that got cut out. But yeah, most of the stuff that's not implemented yet will eventually get implemented, with the exception of namespaces, which complicate variable and command resolution to the extent that I would have to do a lot of work. Anybody
Thank
else?
You, Joe.